Recorded Books in RB Digital present Barkis by Patricia McLaughlin. Illustrated by Mark Boudavon. Read by Lori Gardner. At the sound of the tone, turn to the first page of the story. Barkis. On a windy day, my favorite uncle, Uncle Everton, knocked on our door. He wore a long plaid overcoat and black wool cap. "I've brought a present," he called. "Who is the present for?" I asked. "You, Nicky," roared Uncle Everton happily. Uncle Everton held a leash. At the one end was Uncle Everton. At the other end was a very big brown dog. "Oh, my," said my mother. "He's big," said my father. "His name is Barkis," said Uncle Everton. "I'll be traveling around the world. Barkis does not like to travel. He would rather stay with you." I patted Barkis. "Barkis is very smart," Uncle Everton said. "Smartest dog in the whole world."
"Does he sit?" I asked.
Barkis sat on my foot. "He likes you already," said Uncle Everton.
"Does he do tricks?" I asked.
"Yes," said Uncle Everton. "Many tricks. Jump, Barkis." Barkis jumped. "Whirl around," said Uncle Everton. Barkis whirled and whirled.
"Does he get along with people?" asked my mother.
"Yes," said Uncle Everton.
"Does he bark?"
asked my father.
"Only when he wants to," said Uncle Everton.
"Is there anything Barkis doesn't do?" I asked.
"Yes," said Uncle Everton. "Barkis doesn't bite."
"Then I'll keep him," I said. "Thank you."
"You're welcome," said Uncle Everton. And that is how Barkis became my dog. Barkis sneaks. It was Monday morning. I put on my sweater and coat and boots. Barkis watched me. I put on my gloves. Barkis watched me. "Goodbye, Barkis. I'll see you after school." I patted him on the head. I went out the door. When I looked back, Barkis was watching through the window. I walked down Willow Street. There were leaves on the sidewalk, and my boots made a crunching sound in the leaves. Soon, I heard another sound. I turned, but there were only green pine trees there. I began walking again. I heard the sound again. I turned. Nothing. When I got to school, I opened the door. Barkis rushed in. Mrs. Gregolian, my teacher, smiled. "Who is this, Nicky?" she asked.
"My new dog, Barkis," I said.
"He followed me to school. He is a sneak." "Is he friendly?" asked Mrs. Gregolian.
"Yes," I said. "And he doesn't bite."
"That's very good," said Mrs. Gregolian. "Can he sit quietly?"
"Yes," I said. "Sit, Barkis."
Barkis sat next to my desk. He helped me paint a picture. He read a book with me. When Mrs. Gregolian wrote the letters D-O-G on the blackboard, Barkis barked.
"I think Barkis knows his letters," Mrs. Gregolian said. "Maybe he will help us all learn to read."
"Yes,"
said the children. And that is how Barkis became our class dog. A bark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?